Startups move fast, and with AI, they're shipping even faster and attracting enterprise buyers sooner. But big deals bring even bigger security and compliance requirements. A SOC 2 isn't always enough. The right kind of security can make a deal or break it. Vanta knows what's needed and when, and they've built the fastest, easiest path to get you there. That's why serious startups get secure early with Vanta. Get $1,000 off at vanta.com/wandery. That's VANTA.com/wandery. Don't just fill a position. Find the ideal candidate who'll drive your business forward. For qualified candidates who match your needs, try Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time. More results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/WanderyUK. Just go to Indeed.com/WanderyUK right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WanderyUK. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The wait is over. Dive into Audible's most anticipated collection, The Best of 2025. Featuring top audiobooks, podcasts, and originals across all genres. Our editors have carefully curated this year's must-listens, from brilliant hidden gems to the buzziest new releases. Every title in this collection has earned its spot. This is your go-to for the absolute best in 2025 audio entertainment. Whether you love thrillers, romance, or nonfiction, your next favorite listen awaits. Discover why there's more to imagine when you listen at audible.com/bestoftheyear.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
So he's like, yeah, well, so he says bye to his dad. So that's the end of that. So then, sir, it's time for the big meeting with Lisa and Marcus. So he comes with flowers and he's like, oh my God, I'm just so nervous. The way she kicked me out, everything she was saying. I mean, am I going to get fired? That's not a good feeling. Squeezing.
I know I'm tears. On the razor's. I know he has a little tears. He's doing this like he's blinking really hard. I know I'm in the danger zone since I have that piss poor attitude at work and I'm known as the surliest waiter in sir. Sort of matches, right? God. I really got to fix my attitude before I lose this job. Oh, Marcus, the sweetest waiter of the staff.
Marcus, get in here. Sweet boy, you're here. Come over here. It's me. It's me, Lisa.
Lisa, I don't see you.
It's me over here, darling.
Are you in that box?
I am. Now take that saw and start sawing.
Lisa, I can't saw you. I'll kill you.
Trust me, my dear little flower. Boom, I'm in half. Now I'm whole again. Let's have a meeting, my little plum. Have a seat.
Well, Lisa, I came here. As everyone knows, I'm the biggest badass in Sir, which is why I brought you this bouquet of flowers.
Oh, yes, thank you. This is very on brand for you, you sweet little boy.
Although well, these are red, and if you look around, you can see I'm into pink roses. You bad little boy.
Yeah, I still got it. I'm a rebel. Anyway, I know that last meeting wasn't the best, and I'm trying to get a chance to apologize for that, because I know that I was totally out of line. Blink, blink, blink.
I just didn't understand what's going on with you, you know, because you've been here for 3 years. You know better than that. Now, please, please, I see those beautiful wings of yours. Please show me where they're cracked so I can help you.
Show me your broken birdedness.
He's like, well, I want to apologize.
Something must be going on with you. Do you still want this job? Do you still want to walk around and marry ketchups to each other?
He's like, of course I do. Yeah, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. The best thing, because I've had a stormy past.
Ooh, I'm sensing a broken bird in my midst. Go on.
please open your wounds to me. Bleed all over the table. He's like, okay, well, my parents are both dead. My dad died after COVID and my mom died too. Now I have nobody in the world. She's like,
oh, damn. That is a much more broken bird than I thought. That wing has been tattered.
Both of your wings sawed off on the floor, and it's no magic trick. There they are, my unflying dead parented little bird. Come to my bosom and let me hold you tight. Of course, you're forgiven. Please let me fix you. Look deep into my eyes. Cry into my mouth. Cry right into my mouth.
Her skin starts like getting really young. He's like, she's like, oh.
Just like swirling gold dust around her.
Again, darling. Oh, yes. How did it happen?
So it's actually a very sad thing because he's talking about his parents being, you know, his parents died. And he says that the chapter in his life where his parents, you know, are alive is over. And like, Kim doesn't really understand this. And she's like, can you talk to Kim? Can you relate to her? Can she help? Is she throwing more plates at your head than usual or less? How is this acting out?
Tell me any way I can blame this on the woman. Please. Just give me a little bit of evidence.
He's like, she can't understand, you know, and I try to tell her, you know, like there's certain things that you're going to want out of me as a boyfriend. And I'm just not capable of that right now, you know, because like I'm just like trying to be a normal person myself. And she's like, but she's on your side. Believe it or not, she's on your side and she loves you. Just today, she was saying he deserves to get fired and he probably will get fired. And I'll laugh when he gets fired.
She took home a beautiful tray from the kitchen and said, I'm going to throw this at his head. And that's when I knew she's really on his side. Oh, yes.
He's like, well, yeah, it's really hard.
He goes, well, I want you to come back to your job, but I'm going to check on you and I'm going to set up free grief counseling for you. You have to go to grief counseling because we have HR now. We do things differently now that it's after 2023.
Yes, you're going to be in counseling. We have a lovely lady who will do something called Reiki on your forehead.
He's like, okay.
Casey Patel, get in here.
Well, I'm not going to suspend Marcus. How could I? When a little birdie can't fly, do you just kick it out of the nest? No! You drink their tears until they're dry of salt, and then you brush their feathers until they're ready to fly again.
You stick a little depressor on that bird's bum and you wave the bird in the sky and you say, look, you're flying until that bird believes it.
So
and now I bid you adieu. Guillermo, press the button. Press the button.
The floor just opens. Like, wah!
Well, everyone, it's 4:02 p.m. Not 4 o'clock. 4:02 p.m. And we are 4 hours before Audrey's birthday, which starts at 6:02, apparently. So Audrey and her friend, she basically has her gaze and like, oh my God, it's her birthday. It's her birthday. Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl. Yes. And then she like nearly crashes her car into someone. She's like, I can't die on my birthday. I haven't even listened to Rihanna yet.
I'm 22, everybody. It's so glamorous. I get to celebrate my birthday on a rooftop with my best friends. It's my Taylor Swift year.
Wait, why is 22 a Taylor Swift year? I know that this is going to aggravate people in the audience, but what is it about 22? Because isn't her song 16, not 22?
Is she like Adele who just names everything after her ages? You know, when Adele started doing that, I was like, girl, you're going to regret that when you're 40. Taylor Swift's song 22 was released in 2013 as a single from her 2012 album. God, there's so many numbers in this sentence. Celebrating the fun and freedom of being 22 years old.
No. Here's why. Okay, I think you're right. I think they started filming this show a long time ago. And in fact, Courtney from Two Judgy Girls has a theory that this show was like ready to go. And then because of Scandoval, like it bought the old cast an extra year of TV. But here, guess what? Taylor Swift's career began with her 2006 self-titled album, but 2023 was famously dubbed the year of Taylor Swift and marked by her record-breaking Eras tour. So, God, 2023 really is significant on this show.
It's a big one. She's excited. It's her Taylor year. And she's like, yeah, I don't usually do my things for my birthday, but I turned 21 right when I moved to LA and I had no money. So I didn't do anything on my 21st birthday. So it's like a fuck you. Look at my birthday, bitch.
And she still has no money, but at least she can get someone to pay for a hotel for her, AKA Bravo. So they're like, oh my God, like it's 22. You're 22. Like, this is crazy. Wait, well, who's coming tonight? I don't know. Oh, by the way, Venus is coming. I think you're going to love him because I love him and I'm going to manifest that you're going to love him. And I know how to do that because he taught me about manifestation. He's a coach. He knows about the secret. You know about the secret. It's not just deodorant anymore.
I would like to introduce a new character of the show named Faith. Oh, look at us righting our past wrongs.
Faith is like, oh my God, how's 22? I'm the new Faith, everybody.
Got to have faith. So Audrey says, I think I would want to talk more with Chris because like I love his fashion sense and like I like my fashion sense too. And I love a guy that can dress well. I really love his fashion sense and I really like mine. And I think our fashion senses really work well together. So I think like me and Chris, like we'd be a thing.
And she says, dating in LA is like a form of the Hunger Games. No, you're just hungry. It's called starvation. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, let's not try to make it cute.
I feel like I'm in survival mode at all times. Like I decided to join a run club because like that's how bad it got. I was so desperate to meet a guy that I joined a run club. I don't know, maybe a coworker is the way to go now.
So she gets ready in the hotel and talks about Chris and she's telling her friend, oh my God, we like talked about ice cream for a really long time the other day. Look at the flashback. So we see 2 days earlier and Chris is like, I'm hot. I feel like I'm in hell. And she's like, we need to serve ice cream. And he goes, yeah. Like some cookies and cream. And she's like, no, some cookie dough. And he goes, or even mint chocolate chip. And she's like, oh my God. And he goes, yeah. And I love toothpaste. And I feel like toothpaste and ice cream is so good.
Yeah.
She's like, I love him.
She's a mature 21. I just want to remind everyone. She's a mature 21. And he's a mature 31.
So what the fuck was this conversation? And you're like, oh my God, a guy who likes ice cream? No, he doesn't like ice cream. That's why he's brushing his teeth, because that's what people do when they don't want to eat ice cream. If you don't want to eat something sweet, you're supposed to brush your teeth because it makes everything you eat after taste disgusting. So she's like talking about how much he loves ice cream and he's talking about diet culture. Girl, this is not your man.
If people are like hating on this show, just watch this scene of them talking about ice cream and tell me you still hate the show because it's so amazing. Funny. I'm sorry. It's amazing. So she's like, if I can talk about ice cream with someone, and then the friend goes, then you can talk about anything. I think that's a pretty low bar. I think most people actually enjoy talking about ice cream. I'm just going to say that right now.
So then Venus arrives at the Blonderie and meets Natalie and Sydney there. And Natalie's like, oh my God, I'm so excited for you to get an airbrush tan. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And Venus is like, yeah, I haven't had a spray tan since like prom in high school. We see a picture of Venus at prom. And so and then they are like
orange as hell.
Yeah. So they're doing spray tan, everything. And Venus is like, all right, body. She's like, I'm literally putting my hairnet on before my clothes are off. It's hilarious. You know, I do love my tits and I could get free fake ones from my dad if I wanted to, but I haven't yet. I don't know. Never say never.
Yeah. I cannot wait to see what season 2 of this cast looks like. They're all going to look nuts.
She's going to have, I guarantee,
and the lifts and the everything starts. They're all going to look crazy.
Natalie will have her face full of fillers. Like her lips, I guarantee her upper lip is going to be touching like the middle of her nose. It'll be just like all puffed up. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
So Venus, they basically just talk about spray tans. And then he's like, oh my God, look at my ass. Like if anyone wants to know how I got my ass, it's Tostino pizza rolls and Hot Pockets. One box of Hot Pockets and my ass is clapping. I'm not playing.
So then Natalie is like, yeah, well, I'm excited to spend time with Audrey because, like, I've only really seen her the last week at work besides at Belmont. But, like, I was not having a good day that day.
Oh, really? I respect what Kim's saying about you not wanting to talk to Marcus. But at the same time, he's, like, over there, like, me and you are, like, sister and brother and blah, 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 blah. So, like, what is the truth? Am I right?
She's like, yeah, well, I've known Kim for 2 years and I've done nothing but show her that I'm a good, considerate friend. So, like, whatever. And now for her to act like she can't trust me being friends with her boyfriend, like, literally, I couldn't hide a thought if I tried it. So, like, if I really wanted to try and steal your man, like, everyone at Sir would know.
So Natalie's like, yeah, and I understand she's like insecure because they break up every other week. I get that. But I don't need to suffer the consequences of you guys fighting all the time. I have my own shit going on.
Yeah, but let's just forget about that and like have a sweet fucking ass time at Audrey's birthday party tonight because she's turning 22. That's her Taylor Swift year.
Oh, really? I still feel 22. I'm sort of like, I still feel like I'm in my Taylor Swift year. Yeah.
I still feel 15, bitch.
Touche. Touche.
So now we go to the Coco Club. And Marcus and Shane meet Natalie and Demi and Venus. And so Marcus is like, oh my God. So basically they're just arriving and getting drinks. And they're all like dressed fancy, which is so cute to see their Amazon fancy clothes. God, I never thought I missed being like 22 until I watched this show.
Mm-hmm.
It looks so fun.
So Demi is telling Marcus that Kimberly just called me. She's pulling up right now. So be nice. He's like, I'll be as nice as I can be. But I think we all know I'm pretty much the asshole of the cast. Am I right? Am I right? Can I take your jacket for you? Okay, great. Thanks. Are you cold? Drop my jacket.
Well, Marcus likes to make Kim mad, and when she gets mad, he gets mad, and he's always, like, talking about, like, I love Latina Fire, but, like, I just feel like he's creating a random friendship with Natalie because he loves to push her buttons. So I love that this is the big controversy. Like, is he really friends with Natalie, or are they just trying to piss Kim off? It's like a big conspiracy where they're going to pretend to be friends just to make Kim cry a lot.
I know. So Kim shows up with her friend McKenna, because of course we have to have a McKenna circling this cast.
She's her DJ, sir. Give her some respect on her name, okay?
Yeah, put some respect on her spins. So Marcus is like, oh my God, Demi, the meeting I just had with fucking Lisa, I get there, I walk in, I've got roses. I'm like ready for her to be pissed still, because of course she would be. I'm the bad boy of sir. Yeah, totally. And like, none of that. The flowers worked like a pro. He's like, so she's like, are you not fired? It's like, no, I'm not even fired. I'm not even suspended. It's crazy because I've got such a bad attitude all the time.
She's like, oh my God, you are so annoying. Any other boss would have suspended or fired you a long time ago.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now they're like, oh my God, where's Audrey? Where's Audrey? Where is Audrey? And Kim goes, I mean, Audrey is 22. I don't even remember being 22. She said,
Kim's like, oh my God, like, I don't even remember what it's like. I can't believe she's 23. And then it's like, Audrey's 22. She's like, I don't even remember what that's like.
Is she the one that goes, oh my God, who turns 22? Oh no, isn't that Demi who says that? She's like, who turns 22?
It's hard to keep track of the inane things these people say. at a certain point, you're like, you all need to shut up. So then Natalie, so people walk up and so Kim is there, but she's like not saying hi to Marcus and Marcus isn't saying hi to her, but she's like lingering behind Marcus in case he wants to say hi.
Yeah.
And Natalie is like, oh my God, look, we're all wearing green and red. That's hilarious. And Kim's like, I'm feeling really anxious tonight because Marcus can be so unpredictable after we have a fight. A couple days later, he can be like, hey, babe, or he can just like not talk to me and like hate my guts. It's like once his mom passed, Marcus was no longer himself. Like, well, it's not like, oh, once his mom sent him like a gift in the mail. Like, that's kind of a big deal, Kim. His mom died.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to say that, Kim. And this is coming from someone who says a lot of horrid shit. But I don't I don't think you're allowed to be like, oh my God, after his mom passed, he's totally different now.
I know. I think you're supposed to tend to the person who's grieving. Oh my God, like how crazy. He's like crying all the time. So stupid.
So they're talking about their shoes and blah, blah, blah. And how cold it is because they're on a roof and it's freezing, as we established earlier in the episode. they got a discount on a roof.
Yeah. So then Natalie is talking about Demi. Natalie's talking to Venus and Natalie's like, oh my God, Demi's ignoring me so hard. And Demi's like, okay, well, don't talk to her now. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's very confusing. Natalie's talking to Demi, who previously was mad at her, but now Natalie's talking to Demi to say that Kim is ignoring her so hard.
Yeah. She's like, well, I'm trying to be nice to her. She goes, well, she doesn't want you to be nice. She wants you to, like, leave her alone. Like, you can find it annoying if you want to.
That's so rude. I mean, I just got a spray tan.
But you can find it
spray tan, she can ignore me.
Yeah, but you have to respect that she doesn't want to talk to you. That's just how it is.
I think I'm walking away.
Oh, really? Where are you going? We're on a roof. I love
this
that.
This is so awkward.
Natalie tries to storm out, but they're in like within 10 square feet. She's like, I am leave. Okay, I can't leave. I cannot leave. I will fall to my death. So I will just stand here.
So then Audrey shows up and they all cheer. She's like, oh my God, thank you guys for cheering for me, even though I know you all hate me because of all the drama that I'm in. Right, guys? All the storylines. Right? Right?
She's like, I want to make a cheers to everybody. Thank you so much for coming. Everyone party their hearts out. Yes, manifestation. And so, yeah, this is where Demi is like, oh my God, I had no idea she was turning 22. Like, who turns 22? It's like so unfair.
Hey, Chris, did you go surfing today? He's like, yeah. When are we going to go surfing? I can teach you because you're a mature 21. I mean, 22. Want to get in a wave?
He's like, what are you going to teach me, though? She's like, I can teach you how to ride a horse. You want to ride a horse? Because I have a horse. Yeah. I have one, like, she's named Oreo, and she's definitely not black and white. Just kidding. She totally is.
Classic misdirect. Oreo is my best friend Mary Faith's childhood.
What?
Oreo. That sentence alone is my favorite thing. Oreo is my best friend Mary Faith's childhood horse. Mary Faith. So it turns out her name is not Faith. It's Mary Faith. Yeah, I started helping her out because it was something I did a lot back home. And she was just like, I know you like to ride. And that's like really helped me in my first year in LA. Like, I haven't ridden since 2023. It's crazy.
Ugh. Horses are like so expensive to maintain. Like me. I'm like, girl, you don't even have a comb. Stop it. And Chris is like, well, where's your horse? She goes, Malibu, the mountains. He goes, sick. That's sick as fuck. She's like, yeah.
It's not your horse. It's Mary Faith's horse. Why is she taking credit for this horse that does not belong to her? This girl is acting like she has a horse in Malibu. I love this grift that's already setting in. This is very encouraging.
I think she does have one because we see the previews of them riding horse. So
that's Mary Faith's horse. That's Oreo. That's Oreo. That's Mary Faith's horse.
But didn't she say, oh, so she's just, well, she said it was Mary Faith's horse, right? What do I care about this?
Did Mary Faith gift her a horse because she took care of Oreo so well?
Does Mary Faith like live at home in Texas and Mary Faith is just here for the party and she's like, you take my horse because I can't deal with fucking Oreo right now. I've got college or whatever. No. And she's like, I'll take Oreo. No.
Mary Faith is her new LA friend, and Mary Faith is so impressed with Audrey's horse tending skills that Mary Faith is like, guess what? Oreo's yours now. You get to be Oreo's lady.
So that's my assumption. Off Oreo. Okay.
That's my assumption. Actually, yeah, my assumption is that it's Mary Faith's.
Yeah, she said Mary Faith. She said it's Mary Faith's childhood horse. So she does say that. But I read, because I'm kind of dyslexic, so I read like Oreo is my childhood best friend Mary Faith's horse. But it's not. She said Oreo is my best friend Mary Faith's childhood horse.
I take it that she has all access privileges to Oreo.
Yes, I think so too.
Because she's like good friends with Mary Faith and she takes care of the horse well because she's from Texas. It all makes sense. So then Natalie walks up to Shane Davis and Natalie's like, hey, Shane, do you have your phone? It's important. Can you look up something? And Mark is like, oh yeah? What were you saying to Shane? Can you let Shane finish his goddamn thought? Such a bad boy. What was that about?
I don't know.
Really amplified.
I don't know. Super weird. So Shane's like, oh shit. And he goes, sorry, I didn't mean it like that. She goes, well, I didn't even know if we're friends or not. So like, sorry. And on the other side of the bar, Kim's like, oh my God, how long have they been talking, Venus? And he's like, who? She goes, who do you think? He goes, I don't know. She goes, oh my God, hold on. I'm going over there because Natalie is talking to my man.
So just to summarize, at the moment, Natalie wants to look up something on Shane's phone, and Marcus is like, let him finish his thought. And Natalie's like, what the fuck? So Kim has seen this, and Kim is like, oh my God, Natalie and Marcus are talking. This goes to show that they're fucking. So now we go back to their conversation, and Marcus is like, what I'm trying to say is between Demi and Kimberly, I'm up against that, man. I'm up against Demi and Kimberly all the time, bro.
And Natalie's like, well, you see how that sucks for me, right? So what ever. So Kim comes up and she's like, do you want to talk about something together or not? And she goes, yeah, I would love to, because I was trying to talk to you earlier and I felt like you were ignoring me.
I wasn't ignoring you, but I was feeling how I feel.
Okay, let's go talk then. Just like, don't hit me or something. Okay, like, because I don't want to be like attacked.
Yeah. Okay, let's sit over here. Okay, we're sitting now. Okay, do you know how Marcus and I's relationship is like, we're like so on the outs? And like, I don't want to call you out on things, but like, you've texted him, which he's told me. And he's like, you've been saying things like, how's your day? Like, what's going on? Go by the pool. And here are heels that I bought.
Whoa,
like,
whoa. What?
Yeah, he told me these things.
No. I said something about heels because he talks about you so highly to me.
But like when he talked to me about that, it's in like a just so you know, Natalie texted me kind of way.
Well, that's not very nice because he's talking you up and he's like, you need to get on your heel game because Kimberly's heels are like this and like that. So I buy these heels and I thought of you. And so I was like, look, I bought heels.
It was aspirational Kim heels all this time.
Oh my God, so, you guys, we were just talking about how we should glorify Kim more.
So the producer asked Kim, has she seen the text? And she's like, no, but Marcus told me about them. So she's mad about text she hasn't even seen yet.
And Natalie says, well, I didn't even send a picture of shoes. I didn't even do that. All I said was I just bought some heels. Hope you're proud of me. Like, sorry if that's inappropriate. I'm a whore. Okay, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh my God, it is disgusting to me. This is disgusting.
She's ridiculous. But to be fair, Natalie, she thinks this because you already cheated with somebody else's boyfriend. Like you already dated Demi's boyfriend. So that's probably where this is coming from. Natalie's just like, where is this coming from? And she goes, okay, but he won't admit to what he's saying to me in front of you. So why am I getting called out, not him then?
Oh my God, Venus here. This situation, Marcus needs to say what it is, right, girls?
So Natalie's like, oh my God, didn't you just tell me blah, blah, blah? And Demi's like, well, why does she think that you guys are BFFs? Because that's weird. You know what I mean? Like, can we just talk about the fake friendship?
Whoa, you both said that to me and I brought it up to him and he's been like, I've never said that.
Oh God. So Venus is like, oh my God, Marcus and Kim make me feel like I'm in constant psychosis. Like he tells people what they want to hear and then he doesn't realize that the epidemiology of the mystical secret, like he really needs to get his bioform in shape. You know what I'm saying? So Marcus comes over. He's like, what do you want from me? And they're like, did you not tell me that I never said that Natalie and I were like sister and brother? And he's like, well, what I said was, possibly about to get arrested because I'm really a fucking rebel. Natalie is the one that's brought up several times that she feels like me and her are brother and sister, even though I've said it twice today already in this episode.
I've never even said that. And Venus is like, bitch, I know you're lying.
So we see flashback to 2 days earlier and Marcus is like, me and Natalie are really friends. We're like brothers and sisters.
I literally watched you go up to the bar and tell Natalie that you were like brother and sister. Marcus is like, you know what? I'm too much of a rebel for this. I'm getting up and I'm leaving.
What is this fight? What is this fight? It's so stupid. And Natalie's like, yeah, it's crazy. He said it multiple times. I basically said I'm his sister. Well, Marcus is an idiot and he should know better than to say that Natalie is like a sister to him. Because I feel like if Kim thinks that when most guys say that, it's usually because they want to fuck this person, but they can't. What? So we all want to fuck our sister? What the hell? Yeah, that doesn't even make sense. When guys say she's like my sister, that doesn't mean they want to fuck them, does it? Is that a straight thing?
I don't know. I mean, I think I don't know. It's like reverse psychology at this point. It's all the fight. It's listen, like it's, is it about shoes? Is it about what is this fight about? It's so ridiculous.
I just have to say to Natalie, I am prepared to go to war for you against these men. I've been watching Vanderpump Rules and Bravo since the beginning of time, way before 2023, if you can believe it. And I know that these men on these shows are pieces of shit. I am ready to stand for you. But I need more than this. Yeah. I need more.
So Kim is like, so So just so you know, Natalie, the person that you're defending your friendship with, this is how he sees you. So now it's turned from Kim being mad at Natalie because she feels like Natalie's coming from her man. Now she's like, see, he's actually the piece of shit and we're actually friends now. And he's saying that you're the one who's acting like you're platonic, but he's the one who's been saying you're platonic. See, you're in love with my man and he doesn't even love you back. You should be mad at him.
What the hell? So he's like, I don't want to be the guy to pull this card, but I am dealing with the loss of both of my parents. And like every day I'm just looking for happiness, you know, and for me to sit here and pretend like I give a shit about what they're talking about, I don't. And Kimberly should know
that. So Venus,
listen, I don't love people playing dead parents card, but it's a card that you can't, like, you played it, then I can't say anything. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
Yeah.
Back off.
It's a good card.
Yeah. I'm backing.
Good card.
Yeah.
So Venus is like, oh my God, the girls need to stick together and be strong because he is out here running his fucking mouth. And meanwhile, he is creating this, like the Discord. So now Kim and Natalie are holding hands. They've gone from being mad at each other, holding hands. And Venus is like, Kim puts up with a lot more shit from that man than I ever fucking would. I mean, me and Marcus are best friends, but I'm about to talk shit about him big time to all of America because he doesn't care about her or her feelings. And when we got 8 months of that, it's starting to become too much. The only logical explanation is that Marcus must have some bomb dick, which I think is probably actually true. That does have to explain a lot of this, right?
Okay, so let's see. What else is happening?
Shane is holding Natalie. Shane is like, hey, has anyone told you that you have like the most beautiful eyes? You just got Shane Davis.
So McKenna is, who's McKenna?
She's, don't you remember McKenna? She came in with Kim.
Oh, remember? Okay. So she's like, oh my God, tell me right now. Tell me right now, Marcus, do you love that girl? And he's like, I'm falling out of love. I'm falling out of it. And she goes, why? And he's like, because she's not the girl I thought she was. And Demi's like, Marcus, stop talking. Okay, why are you still talking? And so he starts whispering. And Kim's like, I can hear everything you were just saying, just so you know, because I've been standing right behind you this whole time.
So now she's upset because because he said that he's falling out of love. So now she goes up to Natalie, the girl she was beefing with at like about 5 minutes ago. She's like, can I steal you? Can I steal you? Oh, yeah. So
she starts sobbing to her. And Natalie's like, I hate that Kim is crying, but I don't hate that she's crying to me. You can lay your head on my boobs and I'll on my boobs and I'll pet your hair and give you little head scratches all night long if that's what you want.
So now... now the cake is coming out and everything, and so they're like, lap dance time. And so now the cousins are like,
well,
lap
Venus
dancing.
Tries it. He tries to pull the gay guy, the gay friend thing, where he's like, bitch, do you want a fucking lap dance? Cause you're about to get one from your gay friend. And then the real strippers come and just push him out of the way. They're like, no, sir, we've actually stripping got cousins. Trained meat here, sir. Okay.
Yes. So they start grinding on Audrey, and he's like, and Chris is like, it's Audrey's birthday, so we want to do something a little special for her. I had to bring out my alter ego, Axelrod. Thrusting. That's just my go-to. That's an Axelrod move, you know, for special occasions. I'm like, you know who else does the thrusting move? Every other male stripper. Congratulations.
Literally everybody does this. But can I just say, just to, you know, critique the stripping, because we have to, kind of have to. We're here. Amazing. Oh, my God. When he... Okay, so he did that thing where he like flips over her and then like wraps his legs around her knees, I guess. And then he opens his whole, I mean, that guy is talented. I don't
Thank
even
you for
have
showing
an OnlyFans.
Craft.
Yeah, I mean, he's amazing though. I considered it. I'm not going to lie. I was like, maybe I can download this OnlyFans. Because, oh, man, the last time I even considered that was when Dorinda started having a cooking show on there years ago.
When OnlyFans was trying to be have like non-sexy times on there.
They're like, we're not just dick, or boobs, we're also Dorinda cooking or whatever.
So the cousin strippers are like grinding on Audrey and she's like having the best time of her life. And literally within the same shot, like 2 feet away, you have Kim sobbing to Natalie, who she was just mad at. And she's like, I mean, we could be at our worst and I will always show up for him and I make sure he feels supported and loved. And if you can see that I'm doing everything I'm doing for you, although he's like, honestly, like I'm sorry. Like, ever since his mom died, like, he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I'm sorry. Like, talk to somebody, like, but to say to somebody that you've fallen out of love for me when all I do is yell at you and, like, treat you like shit. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't understand this.
Just this girl screaming and yelling, it's the best night of her life.
So Marcus is like, oh, quote unquote, you're a fucking liar. All right, I'm a liar. Now what? Now what, guys? God, got her. So Kim's like, hearing Marcus say that he was falling out of love with me was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to hear. Given how much of myself that I've put aside for him all those months, going all the way back to 2023. God, it feels like this is the moment where I just have to give up.
But you won't. So, God, what an annoying fucking couple. Jeez.
I know. The episode ends on that note. Like, oh, God, I hope they get back together, said no one in America watching the TV show.
Oh, we don't care about you yet. No.
We don't care about you.
But this was a funny, funny fucking episode, especially for a number two. So, a number two episode, not a poop. So good for this show.
It's a funny show. I'm liking it. I'm in it. I'm feeling it. I hope other people can come around too. So
man, we can't control what other people do. So you know what?
You can't
enjoy what I enjoy. You guys enjoy what you enjoy. Okay. But if you want to hear people enjoying this, come back. We'll be enjoying
All I've got to say is if you're someone out there who's like, I secretly love the McBee dynasty, but then with this show, you're like, this is garbage. I want to just tell you, please reconsider your priorities. Thank you very much.
Why do you have to turn in this into Cowboys?
Because I'm
slander?
Just saying, if you're going to open
Cowboys
your heart,
aren't even on this show.
Because if you're willing to open your heart up for the McBees, I say, open your heart up for new Vanderpump Rules as well.
Did you see that they're calling it? I saw, I think on like a preview or something, like a commercial on TV, they were calling it Vanderpump Rules: The Next Shift.
Did they say, well, it's time for a new shift? Yes.
Oh, is that what it is? I saw Vanderpump Rules.
It's time for a new shift.
A new shift. Well,
it's time for a shift. Yeah, it's super fun.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with some Southern Charm, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Adios.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K sarah sarah, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
G, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telef Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.